This weekend, a new documentary opened in New York.
I'm Dominic Fredinelli. I'm age 20.
Need a push, Dom?
I've pretty much known Dom since I can remember.
Where Soldiers Come From follows a group of young men from a small town in Michigan's woody and darkly beautiful Upper Peninsula. They sign up for the National Guard together. They wind up serving in Afghanistan together. And they come back home to places that they left to face true and unforeseen challenges. The filmmaker is Heather Courtney. She joins us from the studios of KUT in Austin, Texas. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
You didn't set out to make a war story, did you?
No, I did not. I set out to make a story about rural America because I'm also from the same town that the guys in the film are from. When I was there, I read an article about the local National Guard, so I went to one of their monthly trainings, and that's where I met Dominic.
Dominic Fredinelli, you mean?
Yes.
Let's bring into our conversation a couple of the young men that you follow in this film. First, gentleman you mentioned, Dominic Fredinelli, is in the studios of WBEZ in Chicago. Dominic, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
And Matt Bodewine joins us from the studios of WNMU there in the Upper Peninsula of Marquette, Michigan. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you also.
You're known as Dom and Bodie.
Yep.
Yep.
May we call you Dom and Bodie?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Dom, in many ways, the story begins with you. What made you and your friends decide to sign up for the National Guard?
Well, I joined right after high school for a $20,000 signing bonus and free school within Michigan. The Michigan schools offer tuition assistance if you join the Michigan National Guard. And we have a big base of friends, and you know, a lot of us weren't doing much. We're just hanging around the town. So, I mean, I recruited a couple, and then we came back and we recruited a couple that would go together and a couple that would go together, and it started snowballing like that. So I was the godfather of it all and started it.
Bodie, and you decided to sign up for essentially the same reasons?
Yeah, it was pretty much my brother AJ, who was my older brother. He did two tours in Iraq, and my brother Mikey joined the Guard actually first before I did. Yeah.
Let me turn to the filmmaker, Heather Courtney, for a moment. Were there times as you went back and forth between Michigan and Afghanistan that you were in the unique position of knowing them both at home and then in foreign deployment? Were there times where your instinct was to say, get out of here, or to shout out to the world, protect these kids?
Yeah, it was a very difficult position to be in because I had gotten to know them and I felt very close to them. And, you know, they were 20 or 21. I don't know, Dom, did you know I was worried about you?
Yeah, I mean, like a lot of the time she had to leave for months at a time and left us in Afghanistan. I'm sure she heard stuff that has happened to us when she was in the States and then stuff happening at home.
Yeah, that was the hardest, actually, being in the U.S. when they were in Afghanistan and not knowing what was happening to them because they weren't allowed really to tell us.
You can probably command wire. We're probably going to need a dismount team at our location. Over.
Bodie, let me turn to you for your part of the story. As we see in the film, you wind up doing some of the most dangerous work there is for U.S. servicemen and women in Afghanistan, and that's you become drivers and gunners who were looking for roadside bombs. You ran into some IEDs.
Yeah.
And tell us what that's like.
Well, getting blown up is, you get so filled with adrenaline that, you know, at first you really don't, you don't even feel anything. You just get in that, all right, here we go mode, you know, that life-saving mode. So it's like anticipating getting punched in the face the whole time you're driving out there. I mean, that's our job. All of us knew on every mission that at any time any of us had the possibility of getting blown up. So I think we did pretty well. I mean, we found the majority of the IEDs we found. I think we only got blown up, like, I think it was under 10 times, and we found, like, 60 or 70 IEDs. You know, for me, what hurt me the most are RPGs, which is a rocket-propelled grenade, more than the IEDs that hurt. Those are more scary.
Holy
s***!
One.
Dom and Bodie, you're both, based on the evidence of the film, very good soldiers, but it sounds from the interviews, even while you were there, that you began to have doubts about your mission.
Yeah, I mean, me and Bodie have always really connected. We're always talking about, like, conspiracy theories, and you're just like, why are we here? What's going on? There's so many questions, and there's so little answers while you're over there, so.
Bodie, you, at one point in the film, you say you're serving in Afghanistan taught you to hate people, and you list them. you list quite a few groups, and I wonder, what is it like to see yourself saying that now?
At the time, I was blown up, I think, around 7 or 8 times, and I wasn't able to go out anymore with the guys, which really, really upset me. I always felt as if, you know, I don't want them to go out without me. I would just worry about them. So I was so mad at the time.
I've learned to hate the people of Afghanistan and the country of Afghanistan. That's true. I hate everybody here. I hate everything about it. I hate the way they smell, the way they look, the way they talk, the way they dress, the way they think. I don't like them. I'm a racist American now because of this war, and that is a true statement.
I obviously don't feel that way anymore. I look back at that, and I can understand why I said that. You know, I was so jaded because of how many times that I got blown up.
Well, help us understand that, because it's the determination of Army doctors that you were in so many explosions. There's some effect.
Yeah. That is kind of on me also. I never wanted to not stop going out, even though I got blown up so many times. So I would kind of bend the truth, tell them that, you know, I feel fine, let me keep going out. And they have what's called a TBI test, which is a traumatic brain injury test, and I kind of cheated and memorized it. And there's a saying that they ask you a few words and you have to repeat them, and the few words are elbow, apple, carpet, saddle, bubble. And I will always remember that saying. And so I could have sat out way earlier on the explosions, but I didn't want to because I wanted to go out with my boys. I'd rather get me blown up than my buddies.
Yeah. May I ask what the latest medical information is about you?
I have a severe case of TBI and PTSD. TBI is traumatic brain injury, and PTSD is post-traumatic stress disorder. I'm 90% disabled. I'm still able to work and stuff. You know, I get migraines, and I still have sleep problems and stuff like that. But I take it day by day, you know, so, and just see where it goes from here. And whatever comes up, it's just something I have to deal with.
Dominic?
Yep.
What's life like for you now?
It was good for maybe 2 weeks. And then stuff, I don't know, you start trying to embed yourself back into a college life, and you're worrying about money, and you're not out on the road looking for bombs for 20 hours plus a day. And I mean, it's just a complete change. And and not like I was living with my girlfriend, and our worlds just started clashing. But now, like after a couple of years, I'm starting to roll here.
Yeah, life isn't, you know, when you first come back, we went through this crazy experience together, and then you come home. And you see it in the movie when they say, you know, dismissed, you're instantly back a civilian again. So it's like being this full-time soldier looking for bombs and then instantly thrown back into being a civilian and dealing with civilian problems, you know, bills and figuring out what you're going to do with your life. And this whole time, you're just, you know, you're trying to adjust. A nice thing with our group is we're so close to each other that we rely on each other quite a bit, especially like last winter. If it wasn't for Dom, many times I would have, you know, collapsed.
May I ask what happened last winter?
Me and Dominic, we were at a bar, and there was this guy there, and we ended up getting into having too many drinks, and he ended up talking about the war, and he ended up making a comment, something of the such as, your war doesn't matter, your war is pointless. And I ended up freaking out and getting in a big fight with the guy. And I ended up beating him up pretty good, and I ended up falling into Dom's arms and just bawling for hours because I just didn't know what to do. And if it wasn't for Dom being there, I don't know what would have happened.
And that's Matt Bodewine and his friend Dominic Fredinelli, two of the young men featured in the film Where Soldiers Come From. It opened in New York this weekend. Our thanks to them and to the filmmaker, Heather Courtney. You can see clips from the film on our website, npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.